Om Shanti. This is the Avyaktavani of 15th April 1971. Power of Thought. Last series. Last chapter 60th. Baba is saying, check every thought that you create. Check every thought that you create. Am I stable in the stage of being a master Trikaldarshi? If you perform actions whilst being stable in this stage, you will not perform any wasteful action. Never mind the question of performing sinful action. You have now gone beyond the account of sinful actions. Your sinful thoughts and also your sinful actions have finished. Now it is just a question of wasteful thoughts and wasteful actions. You have to change these wasteful things into powerful thoughts and powerful tasks. This is called the stage of perfection. This is the Avyaktamurli of 15th April 1971. Baba is saying, check every thought that you create and ask yourself, am I stable in the stage of being a master Trikaldarshi? If you perform actions while being stable in this stage, you will not perform any wasteful action. You will never mind the question of performing sinful actions. You have now gone beyond the account of sinful actions. Your sinful thoughts, sinful actions have finished. Now it's a question of wasteful thoughts and wasteful actions. You have to change these wasteful things into powerful thoughts and a powerful task. This is called the stage of perfection. So Baba is telling here to create powerful thoughts. He is saying, you have already got rid of sinful thoughts and sinful actions, and now you have to focus on getting rid of wasteful thoughts and wasteful actions. That account of sinful thoughts and sinful actions has finished, but this account is still remaining. And Baba is saying here, are you situated in the stage of being a Trikaldarshi, knower of three aspects of time? So when you do anything, whilst you are situated in the stage of Trikaldarshi, you never commit any sinful action, you never commit any negative action, you never commit any wasteful actions. So this stage of being Trikaldarshi is very important. What is this stage of Trikaldarshi? Trikaldarshi means to know three aspects of time, past, present and future. These are the three aspects of times. To know these three things and then to act is to become a Trikaldarshi. Once we had discussed in some other class what is the definition of being a Trikaldarshi and what is not a definition of being a Trikaldarshi. We had discussed seven things which are not the definition of being a Trikaldarshi. Trikaldarshi does not mean, first, past life regression. It doesn't mean that you remember everything what has happened in the past, or you can know your past lives. That doesn't mean being Trikaldarshi. Trikaldarshi people sometimes in the path of bhakti, they interpret like that. Trikaldarshi means you know your past births. That is why this person is called Trikaldarshi. Baba said, no, this is not Trikaldarshi. That is first. Second, Trikaldarshi does not mean time travel. Time travel means time machine, time travel. H.G. Wells talks about time travel. Time travel means to actually go into the past. That's still fictional. But still people believe that this can become a reality one day. You will be able to go into the past. Just as they show in that Harry Potter. Where Harry goes into the past along with his friend Hermione. So this is not Trikaldarshi. So two things of the past. Trikaldarshi does not mean three things of the present. First, Trikaldarshi does not mean thought reading. Suppose you are able to read what other is thinking. That does not mean you are Trikaldarshi. That does not mean you can understand what other person is feeling. Thought reading is not being Trikaldarshi. That might be a siddhi or a stage of perfection, but that is not being Trikaldarshi. One. Trikaldarshi does not mean clear audience. You sit here and you can hear what is happening at a distant place. Dur Shravan. That doesn't mean Trikaldarshi. Trikaldarshi does not mean clairvoyance. Dur Shravan. Dur Darshan. Optical darshi does not mean that. That you sit here and you are able to see what is happening at a distance. Trikal darshi doesn't mean. So three things of the present, two things of the future. Trikal darshi does not mean fortune telling. You are able to tell this is going to happen tomorrow. That does not mean you are Trikal darshi. Trikal darshi does not mean sixth sense. Sixth sense means we have five senses, but there is something known as sixth sense or extra sensory perception, ESP. You get to know what is going to happen in future. Only few people have got these supernatural powers or psychic powers, not all. There are some children who have such power. They are known as indigo children. Indigo children are those precocious children who have got extraordinary abilities, supernatural abilities. They can tell. If they enter this room, they can tell who had come in this room in last 24 hours. So these are the group of children who are known as indigo children. Extraordinary, extraordinary talented children. They can tell everything. They have got special abilities, psychic abilities. So that doesn't mean Trikal Darshi. So Trikal Darshi doesn't mean all the seven things. First, Trikal Darshi doesn't mean that you can do past life regression. Trikal Darshi doesn't mean you can do time travel. Trikal Darshi doesn't mean you can do thought reading. Trikal Darshi doesn't mean you are clairvoyant and clairaudient. Trikal Darshi doesn't mean fortune telling. You are able to tell somebody, looking at his face or his hand, this is going to happen with you. You can become a Jyotishi, astrologer with that, not Trikal Darshi. Trikal Darshi doesn't mean sixth sense. So these are the seven things. Trikal Darshi doesn't mean that. Now what does Trikal Darshi mean? Baba said, situate yourself in this stage of Trikal Darshi and then do all the things. Then you will attain the stage of perfection. You will not have wasteful thoughts, sinful thoughts, negative thoughts. Negative actions, sinful actions, negative actions or wasteful actions. First definition of being Trikal Darshi is, again come to the seven points. Trikal Darshi means past life regression in a different sense. Trikal Darshi means you can enter and see your past life. Trikal Darshi means you can enter those 5000 years anywhere and then see from what, how elevated you were in golden age and how you started falling from copper age. To see your whole 5000 years, this is Trikal Darshi. Trikal Darshi means second, time travel, to actually go into that period. So whilst we do drill, we can enter into those five forms, Baba says. See yourself as a soul in Paramdham, then see yourself as a deity in Satyuk. See yourself as worthy of worship soul. See yourself as a Brahmin, see yourself as an angel. So to actually enter into that period is being Trikal Darshi. Third, Trikal Darshi means thought reading. How thought reading? Because Baba said one of the signs of being perfect is that you would be able to read what others have in their mind. Your senses would get so much sharpened that if anybody comes with evil intention to the center, you will know that this person has come with evil intentions. He has not come with a virtuous desire to know God or truth. He has come with some evil intention. So you will be able to know thought. So you will become thought reader. That is to become Trikal Darshi. Next, Trikal Darshi means clairaudience. You will be able to hear the voices, the prayers of those calls of the devotees. The souls are in distress, in trouble, in sorrow, in suffering, in misery, in anguish. Those angst-ridden voices of soul you will be able to hear, sitting here. That is being Trikal Darshi. Trikal Darshi means clairvoyance. You will be able to see what is happening in the world. You need not to go. You can sit here and you see what is happening. This is the awakened stage. Yesterday we were discussing about Kundalini. This is the real Kundalini awakening, where you become Trikal Darshi. You are able to see everything. You become the enlightened. You become the awakened soul. You can see everything as they are. There are no barriers of thoughts or perception. Malvikshep Avaran, everything has fallen down. Ahamta Mamta Vasna has fallen down. You see things as they are. And you sit here and you can see what is happening in America. You see how the people are suffering there. You can see as clearly as you see each other. You will be able to see because soul has become clear. This Agya Chakra, this has become enlightened. Now you can see all the flow which is going, the energy is flowing upwards. All the lower chakras, you have transcended and you have climbed up. No more your energy, otherwise all human beings live at that three levels. Lowest three chakras, that is the level. Food, vice and name, fame, that's it. They don't even enter till here. Anahat. Not to talk of Vishuddha and not to talk of Agya. They talk of these three chakras below. They'll spend their whole lives at these levels. Muladhar. That is the level, lowest. Most of the people are there. They don't even reach Manipur. They are living at that lowest level of sensual pleasures and happiness. They don't even rise above Swadhisthan, food. Don't even go up. Just these, power and dominion. So, you rise up. So this is actually means awakened stage. So Trikaldarshi means you become clairaudient. You get this power of clairaudience, clairvoyance and thought reading. Trikaldarshi means fortune telling. You can tell which soul is going to become Baba's pakka or child or not. You can tell, predict things. Yes, this is going to happen. Because your line is so much clear. You are so much connected with God and super, that cosmic consciousness that you know what things are going to happen. Just as sages of the ore, they used to know what is going to happen in future. In the similar manner, you will get to know what is going to happen today. Throughout the day, what all things are going to happen. So you actually become a fortune teller. You can predict things. You can tell this is going to happen. Because the soul has become so much purified here that things are very much clear. The drama and your thoughts, they start running parallel. Same things happen in the drama which are happening in your mind. You think and that happens. You think, sink, yeah. You are entered into the sync mode. Everything is in harmony, in confirmation, in that smooth symphony, in concordance with each other. So that thing will start happening. Your thoughts and drama, your thoughts and happenings, your thoughts and situations, your thoughts and circumstances, your thoughts and events, everything. Everything is running in concordance with each other. So that is the stage of Trikaldarshi. Trikaldarshi means you become fortune teller. And last, Trikaldarshi means you achieve sixth sense. You also can predict, also you get sense of what is going to happen. Sixth sense. Extrasensory perception. You know things, yes. This is like that. Intuition and sixth sense very much closely connected to each other. You become telepathic in one way. Trikaldarshi means you start becoming telepathic in your approach. Without going anywhere, without seeing anything, without hearing anything, you start hearing things, you start seeing things, you start touching the impalpable. You start feeling the intangible. So this is the awakened stage, this is the enlightened stage, this is the stage of being Trikaldarshi, this is the stage of perfection. So Baba is saying, when you remain in such a stage, then you, not to talk of sinful thoughts and actions, you can't even do sinful, wasteful thoughts and wasteful actions. So get situated in these higher platform of consciousness. Okay, so today we are ending this session and soon we would be starting a new session. First we will finish the other session, another series which is going on, Mera Baba. and yet another 4 lectures, and after that we will begin a new series, and that series would be every day's blessing. Whatever blessing Baba gives every day, we will discuss and extract some homework or some soman from that blessing, or expand or think or cogitate, reflect, meditate, contemplate, churn that one vardhan, that one blessing. Recently Baba said that is your birthright. Blessing is your birthright. It is in your horoscope even before your naming. Just as in those Laukik, even before naming ceremony, they have horoscope. In the similar manner, in your horoscope, the bestower of fortune has drawn the line of fortune so big. The bestower of blessing has given you those imperishable blessings. And they are your birthright. You need not to ask. If you are the embodiment of awareness, Smriti Swarup, automatically you receive all the blessings. So our next series would be on blessings. We can call it the magic of blessings, whatever, magic of blessing or bliss of blessing, whatever name we will give, and we will start working on that. Okay, Om Shanti.